A few final exhortations. There's a few of them. Take these seriously. I'll try to go through them quickly. First of all, love our facilities crew. We've made it a principle that we've adopted them as part of the Fusion family. As Jerry knows, and I've been, they called it janitor in my day, but janitors are invisible unless there's a problem. And some of you understand invisibility in certain circles. They minister just as much as pastors do. And they don't get noticed. And so we started early on every event. We order enough food for them. Amy and I go out of our way to make them, you know, we've been kind of their best pals on the staff. Or Amy's on the staff. I'm just kind of unofficially. They are wonderful. They, a lot of times, especially Charlie and Chester, would come back and sit in the back when we were downstairs and listen to the lessons and adopt them, love them, get to know their names, go out of your way. You know, when they come to get food, have them sit at your table for a few minutes. Get to know them, please, because we've made it our mission to make sure they're welcome. And, you know, no one should work in a church and feel like they're not welcome. And so make it your mission. It's because it's part of our mission to love our facilities crew. Second of all, please, we talk about this and we never do it, receive and include visitors. This can be a very cold church. Ryan and Elaine, you mentioned having to go through all those communities. First 4 years I was here, you could count on your fingers and toes the number of people who talked to me. No one noticed who I was. Cynthia, you were one of them, of course. You always, you'd see me and you'd give me a big hug. But it wasn't until equipping and then Fusion started that everyone knew who I was. And people knew who Amy was, and they would kind of line up to talk to Amy and just glare at me. But seriously, that's not good. It's wrong. Don't just shake their hand, find ways to include them. The first instinct when your class is over is not to run to whatever pancake house you're going to, but I know why I pick on pancake houses, but look for people you don't know. And even if that person's been at Moody Church 5 years and you embarrass yourself, who cares? You got to know someone. There's this kind of attitude, we won't get to know people until they've been around a while, until they stick. That's why they don't stick. And even if they only stay a little while, even if a person's visiting, so what? You helped them that day. Remember Anand? He was here a year, but because Jerry and Nomasu especially went out to make him welcome, and others did the same, we made that year better for him. And we were his family. So do that. Third, and this ties in with the lesson, share the gospel and stop expecting famous Christians or mega ministries to do it for you. Seriously, and get behind the missionaries. This, we are supposed to be a great commission, and we seem to think the great commission is for specialists. It's not. It's for everybody, and that just so discourages me. I try to repeat that over and over again. Remember, as several of us has mentioned, and Keith and Minhee especially, make sure Fusion always looks like the body of Christ. And it's only God who can make that happen, but we have a job to welcome people, love people, and pray that it continues to go. It is so rare. People in classes, you know, because when I taught at MBI, I was teaching evening school, and a lot of my students were pastors, and they were asking me, how do you make that happen? And I'm like, you don't make that happen. God makes that happen. But you can teach, and you can welcome, and you can care about it, and God tends to work in those situations. So this is actually so unique in the American church, especially. America is still an incredibly segregated culture, and especially as Billy Graham and Martin Luther King both said, at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning is the most segregated hour in America. I've always wanted Fusion to teach our church to really integrate, because we have a racially diverse church, but then we break into, I hate to say this, gated communities. And it's wrong. It bothers me. And I've made a lot of people mad by talking about it. I don't care. I'll keep talking about it. There should be no community that's 90% white at our church, given our diversity. That's wrong. And we need to continue to be the example. There are other communities that are diverse too, and they're good. So, but we need to continue to be that example. The fifth thing: devote yourself to prayer. Back in the 90s, it was at the MTV Music Awards. I know you were watching, David. Chris Rock, I got a Chris Rock reference in. I'm really impressed with, cool about that. The Spice Girls were sitting in the front row, and he said, what is wrong with you guys? 10 million people have bought your records, and no one admits to it. Boy, half of you are really outside of culture there. But prayer is the opposite. Christians always say they pray. Very few actually do. And that's wrong. And I think the main reason the American church is in the state it's in is because we don't pray. J.C. Ryle, I got two Ryle quotes. Prayer and sinning will never live together in the same heart. Prayer will consume sin or sin will choke prayer. I cannot forget this. I look at people's lives. I believe that few pray. If we do not devote ourselves to prayer, God will not bring about the next thing I want to talk about. But if we do not get down on our knees and examine our heart, we'll just keep on playing church. And I don't want to play church. The sixth thing is tied in with this: pray for revival. I've been up every morning at 4 o'clock for years praying that God will bring great repentance here and elsewhere. And it's discouraging. It's so heartbreaking. But, you know, as Tim Keller points out, there's personal revival. God can bring your revival to your heart tonight. God can bring a revival to a church or a small community, you know, very quickly, and God can bring regional revival, but start with revival in your heart. Get before the Lord, seek his heart, and have him examine your heart, because we're too content to kind of coast along. We need to be right with him. And when we're right with him and we are fully going in the right direction, it is amazing what God will do. Number seven, devote yourselves to God's word. And deeply, profoundly, I've tried to set that example and I probably don't do a good enough job, but guys, God changes lives through the word. And his spirit works through that word. And if we are not here and we're not deeply giving ourselves over to it, we don't grow, we will not be changed. Love one another as Christ has loved us. I don't know where the future is, but I know, you know, provided they listen to me and Jerry and Ann are the leaders, and I cannot think of better people to lead our group. They'll just do a great job. But my friends, please, please, please love one another and stick together. I don't know what the future brings, but no matter, even if the storm clouds come, you need this community to get through. God will work through that. Put your trust in God, not man. That again ties in with our lessons. The church here in America is so in love with what they can do. We can do nothing. God can do everything. We adopt the methods of man, and soon we're just like them, depending on our own strength and not God. And we baptize our agenda with a few Bible verses, and we seem to be nothing, almost just like the world. Put your trust in God, not man. And the final thing, we'll pray for you. You know that. Pray for us. God, we're good, actually. God's bringing us into something, I think, that's going to be really good. But pray for us. I'll bubble up somewhere. I will, I'll bubble up somewhere. Be good to my God children, or you'll be in trouble. J.C. Ryle said it best: those who best love me in their prayers. That's what we need. We just keep praying for one another. God works through that in mighty ways. We love y'all. I've said so much that I don't know there's much left to say. Thank you for letting me talk at you. Thank you for being a community and being part of this wild, wonderful thing, because this is right. This is right. I had one guy, rich, yuppie guy, looked at me and said, I don't know if I could be in your community. I don't have anything common with those people. I'm like, you have Jesus. That's the most important thing. If the thing that you want in connections with people are economic status and this, that, and those type of things, you don't get the gospel. You don't get the gospel, because the gospel says the most important thing we have in common is Jesus. And if you have Jesus in common, you have everything. And so hear that. Hear that for all of us. We have Christ in common. What more do you need? Stick together. We'll pray for you. You pray for us. We love you guys.